This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's Dukes and Bell, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Let's talk to our man Ryan Roberts, NFL draft analyst from A to Z Sports, that is. I want to start with the edge rushers because this is a need for us here in Atlanta. And I want to ask your opinion about Mike Green. A lot of people have us connected to him, kid out of Marshall. He showed out at the Senior Bowl. He certainly led the country in sacks. What is your take on him, and is he better than Shamar Stewart or any of the guys that seemingly are in front of him, in your opinion?
Yeah, it's a great question. I think when you're talking about Mike Green, he is one of the more talented just pure pass rushers in this class. Like, he is super nimble, really bendy, has a pretty good pass rush plan already for a guy that's a pretty young player still. So I think he's more projectable on passing downs for sure. The question is, you know, it's like if you compare him to a Shamar Stewart, for instance, Shamar Stewart has more upside as a all-around end, right? Like a guy that's going to be able to play against the run, a guy that maybe can play from multiple alignments as well, depending on what your defensive structure is. But Mike Green, I think, is definitely the more pro-ready pass rusher day one. Like Shamar Stewart, I think year one, it's going to be kind of like Trayvon Walker year one for Jacksonville, where it's, you know, he only has like 4 sacks or something, and you're just going to kind of be like, I'm not sure if that was a great pick. But you're more on the play of like year two, year three. So if you have patience, I think Stewart could be a really good player, obviously. If you move back, I think James Pierce Jr. from Tennessee could be an interesting conversation. But if you're intent on just adding a guy that you know day one is going to come into Atlanta and improve the pass rush, which I know they need at a desperate level, I think Mike Green is definitely a pro-ready pass rusher. I just think that you might need to temper your expectations as far as like his ability against the run early on.
Right, Ryan, we have no patience. We're trying to get back in the playoffs for the first time in 7 years. One of the conversations, Ryan Roberts joins us, guys, NFL analyst from A to Z Sports, is what exactly are the Georgia Bulldogs? And if you read some of these mock drafts, Mikel Williams could go anywhere from the top 10 to falling all the way to the bottom third. Is Mikel Williams going to be a guy that becomes an elite edge rusher, or is he just another one of those Georgia players? He's hard to handicap, even though in college he was an elite sack guy, but can he be that guy at the next level?
I think he's going to be an impact run defender for sure. I mean, like, he is 6'5", he's 265 pounds, he's got long arms, he's super physical, and he's explosive. I think that, and he played at Georgia, and they obviously value stopping the run at a supreme level. So he has that in his arsenal very early on. I struggle with him as a pass rusher, and if we're talking about him being, like, an impactful overall player, I think he might just, I don't want to say he is what he is, but I think that he might end up just being kind of a low-volume sack guy. It doesn't mean that he can't create pressure. Doesn't mean he can't get some quarterback hits, but I think he's going to more or less be a guy that's going to have 6 to 7 sacks a year and play really good in the run game. Like, that's more of what he is to be. I just don't think he has natural bends. I just don't think he has a pass rush arsenal that is, I think it's a bit overstated, to be honest, right? Like, he's a speed to power guy, which you can win on the NFL level, but I just don't think that I think he lacks a little bit of nuance as a rusher. So I think he's more like a 6 to 7 sack a year guy. And a really good run defender. Where you quite value that in this class, I think, is a little bit of a question, because it's a really deep edge rusher class. In theory, Atlanta could find value in almost every round this year, potentially, if you look correctly. But I think that like, in a vacuum, I think 15 is a little too early for Mikel Williams, for my taste. But it is very possible that he could go before that, and I could be totally wrong on that.
Ryan, we are getting a little long in the tooth. Jake Matthews has been as durable as any tackle in the NFL. But as the offensive line ages, there are rumors out there about the Falcons potentially thinking about offensive line. Tell me about these tackles, and how good are the offensive linemen in this draft to you?
Man, it's not a great tackle class if you're looking for a true left tackle. Now, there's some guys to still be excited about. Like, if Josh Simmons out of Ohio State never got hurt, and he got hurt during the Oregon game, has been dealing with a patella tendon injury, if he never got hurt, I do think that he would be an easy person that people would be rejecting in the top 15. But, you know, we have to then have the conversation about medicals and what the long-term versus the short-term and, like, those types of conversations, because he got hurt, you know, during the second half of the season. So, like, what is the availability going to be in year one? And there's a lot of miscellaneous things that go in there. But I do like him a lot as a pure left tackle. But after that, it's a little bit of a mixed bag. Like, a lot of people like Armin Membu out of Missouri. He's a pure right tackle type, though. Is he going to be able to play left tackle? That's a question. Will Campbell is a guy that some people love it inside a guard. Some people like to tackle. I think he's going to get a chance at tackle. He's about as rock solid as you can find, but he's not overly – he's not a dynamic athlete, and he lacks a little bit of length. So how is he going to handle against some of the longer, more explosive edge rushers? That's a little bit of a conversation. And Kelvin Banks is a little bit of the same. He's longer than Campbell, but you want him to play on an island against the best pass rusher on the blind side? I have some question marks. So I think Josh Simmons is a really good left tackle, though, if he's healthy long term. Outside of that, there's not a ton of pure left tackles in this class, guys that I feel really comfortable on an island on the blind side.
It is Ryan Roberts with us, guys. Duke Sabel. We're live at Twin Peaks in Augusta for the Masters, talking some NFL from A to Z Sports. Whatever the Falcons do, they're going to disappoint the fanboys. It's kind of a tradition here in Atlanta. What about corner? We know that Travis Hunter is in kind of a world of his own, but some of these other guys, hard to kind of figure because some of the corners have been injured. Some guys haven't been able to give the full pro day workout. What do you think about corner for the Falcons?
I think it's a really deep class for corners. So, I mean, it could even extend past the first round conversation if you're looking just for like a cornerback too, even. It's right in that range of like 15. I think there's a chance that Will Johnson from Michigan could be there, and I think he's one of the more overthought prospects in this class because he's been banged up and he wasn't able to test, and you know, there's just some unsettling as far as like not having enough data points on him. If you're more of a zone-based system, I think a Jahde Barron out of Texas could be interesting. He's a kid that can kind of play inside and out a little bit, kind of like a Jair Alexander type for what he's been able to do with the Packers. And I think I think that those are a couple guys to keep a close eye on. If you're a potential move back team, and I don't know what Atlanta ends up doing, but if you're a move back team, then the back end of the round one does have a couple really interesting options, like Azariah Thomas out of Florida State, if you want a more press man corner. If you want a guy who's a little bit more fleet of foot and more of an off man corner, then I think a Maxwell Harrison out of Kentucky. Maybe even go with Siobhan Revelle out of ECU, who's kind of that height, weight, speed freak that's coming off the injury. So there's a lot of corner options, even if you get into day two, there's a ton of dudes. So this is a good year to need a cornerback, not as good offensive tackle as we just spoke about, but the corner class is very deep this year.
Ryan, what's the fuss on Shedeur Sanders? Do you like him? Do you think he's ready?
I guess comparative to where other people have him, both the highs and lows, I would say I'm neutral on him. I mean, like, I don't dislike him. I had early day two grade on him, like early second in a vacuum. And I like a lot what he brings to the table. I think he's the most accurate quarterback in the class. I think he's got a snap delivery. I think he's pretty creative at times. But there is a general, like, just lack of physical tools. I mean, he's not a great athlete. He's not going to win outside the structure a ton. He's also a guy that has very NFL average arm strength, maybe slightly below average. So I think in a usual class of quarterbacks where you have a couple guys that maybe are top 10 worthy, I think he's more in the mid to late first round conversation and you're okay with taking him in that type of range. I do think in this class, after Cam Ward, you're looking for that guy. And I still do think that Shedeur is going to be the second quarterback taken. I have questions if that's going to be top 10 at like with the Saints at 9, or if he's going to slide down a little bit, so maybe even trades up for him. So I like him, don't love him. I think he's potentially an average starter on the NFL level, but I do see a lack of it.
If you have health insurance, you might be able to see a personal dietitian for $0 out of pocket. Nourish connects you with a dietitian that fits your needs, covered by your insurance. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans, and 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. With hundreds of 5-star reviews from real patients, you know you're in good hands. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
The ceiling for them.
It's a Ryan Roberts, guys. How many mock drafts, by the way, do you do? I mean, are you like me to get on these dopey websites and do like 15 in your sleep, or you don't, you're above it?
Leading up, I'm doing one at least a three-rounder almost every week, and then we're doing a lot of team-centric mocks. So, like, I've done some Falcons mocks recently. I've done, you know, just seven-rounders for each and every team. So, I mean, last week I probably did seven if you're just counting the team mocks. For whatever reason, people love the things, man. They read them. Right. So if they read them, I'll keep writing them, right? So
bigger nerd than me. All right, Ryan, one of the guys that I keep mocking because he's always there, and this is one that, you know, there's some websites that don't talk about the off the field but about attitude and focus. James Pierce, who looks like kind of checks all the boxes for a team that needs an edge rusher like the Falcons.
Yeah, I did a mock last week where it was more of a not a predictive mock. This was more of a what would I do type of conversation. And I think some of the stuff about James Pierce is a little overstated. I've heard some of the work ethic stuff too. I have. But, like, we're not talking about anything criminal. We're talking about maturity stuff, right? But he is 6'5 plus. He's almost 250 pounds now. He's long. He's explosive. He's got a pass rush arsenal. He is the second best edge in this class after Abdul Carter, in my opinion. But I think a team's going to get a gamble on him now, or a value on him now, I should say. Like, they're going to take him in the back end of the first round. And if his head's screwed on tight, if he's a part of a good regime that has good structure around it, he could end up being maybe the best just pure pass rusher in this class. But, you know, we have to get past some of those character concerns, but he's certainly talented.
As always, thank you for stopping by, Ryan Roberts. Great job. Check out his stuff, guys. NFL Draft Analyst for A to Z here on Dukes and Bill. We'll talk soon. Thanks again.
All right. Thank you guys so much. Have a great day.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps. Restrictions apply.